Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. This is Emily Kwong stepping in for our host to bring you a pre-recorded interview with Rebecca Dannon. She's been Raven Radio's program director for the past 5 years, and today she's stepping onto a plane with her husband Joe to start a new chapter in Spokane, Washington. Rebecca is also 7 months pregnant, and her last day on the job was Friday, which got us all very nostalgic and got me thinking about her first day on the job at Raven Radio. So, Rebecca, you actually started out as a volunteer at Raven Radio, as a volunteer DJ.
Yeah, well, I got started here at Raven Radio because of a program through the Teen Center here in town. They were doing an after-school program that was focused on non-traditional careers, and were pairing people, kids in the community, with people around town who were in those sort of non-traditional career roles. And I thought it would be a great opportunity for me to kind of sink my hooks into Raven Radio and kind of figure out what that was all about. I had known people in the community who were doing volunteer radio shows, and it just seemed so awesome.
Okay, what year was that?
This was back in 1997. We contacted Ken Fate, who was the program director at the time, and I was probably 17. I got a whole kind of rundown of the station. Part of my internship was to go through the on-air training and do radio, which was so amazing.
What kind of music did you play during your first flight?
My show that I had on Raven Radio was called Cultivating Moods. The very first song I ever played on the radio. Again, not probably the most original, but I played Video Killed the Radio Star was the first song I played. So there was like some 80s pop in there. I know I played some reggae. There was some Beethoven. It was like an absolute variety show. Like I took the idea of variety and went to the extreme.
And how did that impact you, hosting music shows at Raven Radio?
Oh my gosh, it totally made it made me want to. We had at one point a used CD store here. It was in the spot. It was in a little house where now that new hotel is being built across from the fire hall. And I would go in there and just scour. And when I was doing my radio show, I would just scour through the library here, and I would spend hours just like pulling out CDs and vinyl and listening to them and, you know, figuring out what I liked and what I didn't like and feeling so cool when I discovered something that probably everyone else in the world already knew about.
Do you remember any specific song?
The song that I was really like enthralled by was by a band called Built to Spill, which I had never heard of before. And it was a song called Made Up Dreams. And I remember sitting in my bedroom, and it was probably like 10:30 at night or whatever, being, you know, teenager self, and hearing this song and just being like, what is this? Growing up on an island in the 90s, when our ability to ingest different types of music were on MTV, you know, listening, watching music videos and stuff, I was always craving figuring out, finding new music, and Raven Radio was huge, huge influence. You know, it's how I discovered the Pixies and the Violent Femmes and all of these bands. It was truly an exploration of music for me at that age.
You know, it's not common in most communities to host your own radio show. I've never lived in a place where, like, everyone and your neighbor can just have the chance to have their own radio show with such ease. I mean, what does it give a person over time?
That's a good question. I think that being able to host a radio show, I think it's really that connection to the community, but it's also this creative outlet in a very unique way that people don't necessarily have access to a lot. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was in high school, I absolutely lived for making mixtapes for people or getting mixtapes for friends. And it, in a way, that was sort of an expression of where I was in my life, something that I was feeling or something that had impacted me in some way. I mean, music is so universal. I don't know how many times I've been stuck in my car listening to songs or stories on the news or whatever it is, just not being able to exit the vehicle because you're having that moment where you just can't turn it off. So that's a really cool thing to be able to share with a lot of people that you don't know. It's like the ultimate mixtape for the whole community.
And you are the ultimate mixtape overlord. We in local news are responsible for 20 minutes of programming a day. You are responsible for the remaining 23 hours and 40 minutes, which is incredible. You coordinate across all 50 volunteers the station has. You train new volunteers, bring in new programs, facilitate existing programs, like a History Minute, the Garden Show, the Library Show. You solve technical issues at all hours of the night. And thinking back across the past 5 years, I'm wondering what aspect of your job do you love the most? What are you most gonna miss?
So there's been a lot of opportunities for me to do a lot of different things in this job, which is awesome, but I still think that the thing that makes me the most proud and the most excited about being in this position is getting to introduce people to doing radio. Is getting to train new volunteers and sit with them in their first flights and support them in those ways to craft radio and figure out how they're going to create a gift to the community. I mean, that really, it seems like a simple thing when there's all these other things that I do, but that is so fulfilling to me.
You've trained hundreds of volunteers in this 5-year stretch. And what is the emotional arc you see when people sit down in front of the mic for the first time?
I've seen everything from people just, you know, trying to maintain composure and turning off the mic and looking at me with this look of horror, like I have no idea what I just said, you know, to people waltzing in and just feeling like they were made to be there. And there's no right or wrong way. Equally, those two people on either end of the spectrum can end up being incredible programmers. You do get feedback from your audience. People call all the time and tell you what they like, and that's always wonderful. So if you're listening and you hear something on the radio that you like, please don't feel hesitant to call the station and let that programmer know that you're digging their music or what they're doing, because there's nothing more rewarding for that person than to know that someone's listening and that they're reaching you.
There's another aspect to your job that people may not know about, which is not audio, it's visual. You went to school for graphic design and do freelance graphic design work on the side, but everything from our new website to the images for our pledge drives to the new logo for the Library Show is all being cooked up on your computer. And you're kind of the visual voice for Raven Radio as well.
Yeah, I've gotten to make anything from support buttons for the front page of our website to posters for the Solstice Cruise or Stardust. It's nice. It's nice getting to do a passion as a side part of the job you're already getting paid for, because there's a lot less pressure, to be honest. Having total freedom to be able to make whatever I wanted, thankfully, people have liked it here at the staff. I'm sure if there were major problems there, they would have let me know about them. But
no, we like your aesthetic. When you created that Frankenstein with the afro for the Stardust Ball 2 years ago, I remember I made it my phone background for a while.
Did.
I thought it was really cool. Yeah. What is your favorite memory of working here?
I think there have been many times where I've marveled at the fact that this was my job, specifically for any number of bizarre reasons. There's memories like, for example, at Stardust, where here we are at Stardust. Ken Fate is dressed like Brad from the end of Rocky Horror Picture Show. and we're having some sort of technical thing. And he's standing there in fishnet stockings, and we're talking about business. And he's like, come with me. And we run outside around the outside of the Centennial Building. And here I am chasing after my boss, dressed in this costume. I think I was dressed as Mary Poppins that year or something. And I just thought about how this I'm at work right now, you know? There is such a sense of humor here amongst the staff.
It's true.
Find myself laughing.
We yuck it up quite a bit.
We do. We humor ourselves. We find ourselves quite amusing.
Are you going to, when you think about being a mom?
Oh, man.
Do you think about, like that new role? Because you're stepping away from this job.
Yeah.
And won't have, you're not going to a new job. Your new job is to be someone's mom.
Yeah. It's crazy, actually. I think I have to give mad props to people who, you know, do the parenting thing, which is a lot of people on the planet. It's going to be an exciting new challenge. You know, I've been challenged in so many different ways in this position. I'm excited for a whole new set of challenges. It's going to be something I can't fully know until it happens, because I don't know who this person is. We're going to meet him, and he's going to let us know, you know, what kind of relationship we're going to have and what he's going to think is funny or important or stupid or whatever. And it's going to be fun to get to find out who I am as a mom through him. But I can't know too much about it yet. It's been very mysterious. I can imagine. But yeah, until I know who he is for sure, I don't know what kind of mom he'll need me to be. So it's going to be fun to find out.
Well, I'm sure once you're at the threshold.
Yeah.
You will do as you've always done, which is pull it off with enormous grace and humor and individuality. We are going to miss you so much here. It's unfathomable, Raven Radio, without you, because you are a part of pretty much every facet of programming in one way or another.
I'll be in touch, and I'm just going to be excited to come back and then volunteer again as a regular host DJ and come and fill in when I'm in town. And
awesome.
So this is far from the last time you'll ever hear from me. Just try to keep me away.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thanks, Emily.